harvest thanksgiving. So last week, I know that Ken preached from Psalm 104, and he was going on then to Invernia to do their harvest thanksgiving service. So he had a theme of thanksgiving, so I thought maybe I wouldn't need to do that, but I've been told that, yeah, you need to do harvest thanksgiving again. I'm not saying that Ken wasn't thankful, or you weren't thankful enough when Ken was with you last week, but it doesn't do any harm to reiterate what it means to be thankful. And thankfulness is, I guess, in short supply often in our world. So we come to these verses of Psalm 136. And we'll focus on them. There's a psalm, it's a great psalm for Israel to sing, because it doesn't just speak about God as the God of creation, it speaks about God as their Saviour, and especially about the Exodus, how God saved the nation from annihilation by taking them out of Egypt and bringing them safely into the promised land. It sounds a bit kind of gory in places, I guess. People get killed and get slain and get defeated in the course of that, but sadly that's the world we live in, because you've got people who want to kill you. Often the only way for you to escape your life is for them to have their lives ended, and that's how we see it play out in various places in the world right now, sadly. God is a Saviour. Even when it came to dealing with our sins, someone had to die. Well, here we are. He's our Saviour. He's our provider. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our lowest state, His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, His love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. So who is this God that we're coming together into His presence today to worship? Who is this God? And verse 23, He's a God who stoops down. He stoops down. He finds us in what's called there a low estate. Really, that's the human condition. He stoops down from His condition, His glory, He stoops down. Anything He does with us, He's stooping down, stooping far down, and He remembers us. He remembers us. I suppose that He has many things to think about, and His mind definitely does not work the way our minds work. But He manages to remember, of all the things that He remembers, He still remembers us. That's a precious thing. If God did not remember us, then there would be no hope for us, no future. We could dream, but in the end, we would have nothing to look forward to. He remembers us in our low condition. And He's a Saviour, verse 24. He frees us from our enemies, whatever those enemies are. And we might think of people, or we might think of evil spirits, demonic forces. We might think of the sufferings and trials that we have. But He's a God who will deliver His people out of everything that is against us. And as we want to think about today, He gives food to every creature, not just to us or even to all people, but to every creature in the world. And that's why life continues. Give thanks to the God of heaven. It's amazing to think that He is the God of heaven, and yet He is remembering the people of earth. So let's just think about a few things this morning, just quite quickly. He feeds the world. He feeds the world. And there's a graphic of the world, with Scotland, with Kyle Fahash there in the centre. and he feeds us. And it's amazing to think of that too, because we find ourselves here. Now, we didn't go kind of on a journey to find this world. It's not like we hunted through the galaxy and we found, here's a great place to live. And we chose it. We find ourselves here. We don't think about that very often. Like, when we sort of become aware of that we exist and who we are in life, we're ready here. And this is our place. And, you know, it's not like we have chosen it. It's not even like it's chosen us. It's like God has chosen. Did I just press the button there? Okay. No, I don't know what I did there. Okay. It's like God has given this to us, this place that we're in. And we have someone to thank for being here. And it's just like, imagine trying to be thankful when you stand before that apple tree with that apple that you're about to pick and eat. And everyone else, there's no one else in the equation now, it's just the apples there before you. Imagine if you're an atheist. You don't believe there is a God. Who do you thank? You might feel very grateful that you've got an apple, especially if you haven't eaten for a week. You might feel very grateful that there's an apple to eat. Who do you thank? Well, in such a world, if there could be such a world where there wasn't a creator, where there wasn't a provider, where there wasn't a God who is the God of heaven who stoops down to people in their lowest state. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible not to have someone to thank for what we have. There isn't such a world. And we mustn't deny that. I suppose for most people in the world, they do. And even Christians, as Christians, we can act like practical atheists. Just go on consuming, which is what we're good at doing, without thinking about all that we have and all that we've been given and God's grace in giving it to us. So, we're in the presence this morning of a God who feeds the world. But there's a problem sometimes, and you know, I was thinking it, as I was preparing this, about the Selkirk grace that sometimes people use, maybe a burnt supper or something. Some he meet and can he eat. Some he na that want it. But we he meet and we can eat. And say the Lord be thanked. Well, that's all right for us. But what about the ones who have got food but they aren't healthy enough to eat it? Or those who are healthy enough but don't have food? And that happens in our world as well. And, you know, that is where we need humanitarian work. We could have had a tear fund collection today, but we'll have that in a few weeks at the quiz that we're planning in a few weeks' time. The quiz meal night. We've got a date for that, yeah? 25th of November. So, is that Saturday? Saturday. Okay. So, you know, we'll have a collection for that then. But organisations like Tear Fund are saying, well, yes, some people do have meat and can't eat. And some people do have no food that want it, lack it. So, we need to care for them. And all around the world, we can find that people are doing that. And we find Christians motivated deeply. So much of the humanitarian work in the world has come ultimately from Christians. It's been started by Christians because of their gratitude to God and their concern for others. So God feeds the world, but we also need to be engaged in that. We don't just consume. We must think about others as well. And as the psalm says, you know, going back, bottom there, give thanks to the God of heaven. How do you give thanks? It's not really meant to be a formal thing. It's not meant to be just like you rattle through your grace before you tuck in. It's meant to be a thing of the heart. And it's meant to be like your life depends on it, because it does. Thank you so much, Lord. Every time I have food, thank you, Lord, because my life does depend on it. And if you didn't give this to me, if you didn't keep the supply chain working, if you didn't give me food security and there wasn't food on the table, then, living God, I would soon waste away. Our lives depend on the harvest and that God provides for us. But we're also giving thanks for a bigger thing. We're not just giving thanks and grace for food. Because when we give thanks, we have to recognize God. And this brings us to the continually repeated refrain in the psalm, that God's love endures forever. His love is forever. His love being his commitment to his people. That is the love that he is engaged to show to his people in an agreement, in a covenant, in a promise that he will not break. And that gives us security, that we know that our God, whom we have turned to, whom we have repented before of our sins, and whom we have received as our Saviour through Jesus, his love for us is never going to sputter out and die. His love for us is never going to have gaps. His love for us endures forever. And this is the most precious thing. Give thanks to the Lord, the God of heaven. His love endures forever. And we must seek to know this love in our lives. In a family, it's a very precious thing to know love, to have family love. You know, it's a case that life goes through phases, and, you know, early in life, we perhaps don't recognize what a precious thing it is to have family. And later on in life, many of us find ourselves perhaps on our own, and the family that we had is no longer there. And we long for that family around us again. And that is a deep human longing that we all have. There are times in our lives when we'll have people around us to give us a hug. You know, I like hugging, as you probably know. And I know a lot of you do too. And sometimes when I'm giving someone a hug, I'm thinking, this might be the only hug we've had this month, you know. And so there are people who just lack even that tactile, that simple engagement of human to human, that says to them, as they say to us, you're precious, you're loved, you're valued. But when we come into God's family, into relationship with God through Jesus, we have that all the time. And these words are speaking about God's hug. His hug is a constant hug. To be a Christian is to be constantly in the arms of God. Constantly held in the arms of God. Constantly loved in Jesus Christ. So that when we think about harvest Thanksgiving, it's really a small part of all that we recognize that we have to be thankful for. And we realize that it's not just the apple that's hanging from the tree, as it were, but the gospel of Christ is hanging from the tree of heaven for us. And it's constantly there for us to pick its fruit and to be nourished by. And it's there for you all. And whether you've begun to pick it or not, it's there. And it's something you've got to, you know, you have to reach out and take. Because there isn't a love like the love of the Father anywhere. And all other loves, sooner or later, fade away. But the love of the Father endures forever. And it's a love that is there to be picked in the gospel and it comes in the form of salvation through Jesus. It's something for you that you have to reach out and take. You could stand before the apple tree and die of hunger. You've got to reach out and take the apple and eat it so that you don't die of hunger. And you can stand before the gospel today. The gospel of Jesus is just hanging heavy on the tree of heaven for you. And you can still die without a Savior, without forgiveness of sins, because you didn't take that gospel for yourself. And you never knew for yourself the hug of the Father, the love of the Father. So today we are here to give thanks. We know our God has provided for us, and we know that we can trust Him to continue to provide for us. We know that the world is an uncertain place, and many of us are, I'm sure, greatly concerned about the way the world is and what's going to happen in the world, and how mankind has brought the world to a place of greater peril than it has ever been in by a long way before, and what we will do with that power that we have got to do good but also to destroy. We don't know what's ahead, but we do know that with Jesus, God will provide. We can pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And we can pray that He will forgive us our sins. And the Father's hug will hold us. The Father will hold us through all the days of this life ahead. And He is purposing to bring this world to blessing and to balance once again in new creation. And the Father will, whose love endures forever to us, that love will endure to bringing us into that new creation. And it will endure with us forever in that new creation brought about through Jesus. So we're here because God nourishes us. He nourishes us in the harvest. He nourishes us with food. And He nourishes us with all the other blessings that surround us. The blessings of family, the blessings of church, the blessings of community, the blessings of the environment in which we live. But most of all, we give thanks today because He nourishes us with the gospel. And He nourishes us with His love. And so when we, as Daniel said, say grace, that word is beautiful because grace, it speaks about, it's actually the same word, it's often translated grace in the Old Testament. The word love there is often also translated as grace. It's just that love that is free. That love that is, it's undeserved. It's unearned. It's just free, and it just keeps on flowing like a river that never ever runs dry. A river that always runs full, rich, and free to us. We're here today, and surely in our hearts we should be overflowing with thanksgiving while we pick the apple from the tree and while we pick the gospel from the tree of heaven and live. God bless us all to go from here now with gratitude in our hearts.